That was a long time ago. Today, I have the honor of working for a group called Courage to Resist, an Oakland-based organization dedicated to supporting the troops who are refusing to fight, both nationally in this country and including hundreds who have gone to Canada. And we're currently undertaking a national U.S.-based initiative with supporters in Canada to ask the Canadian government to allow U.S. war resisters to stay in Canada. I've attended the military court-martials of a few resistors of this war, Marine Lance Corporal Stephen Funk, Navy Petty Officer Pablo Paredes, and I sat through the entire proceedings of the first court-martial of First Lieutenant Aaron K. Watada at Fort Lewis, Washington. In June 2006, Courage to Resist helped form the friends and family of Lieutenant Aaron Watada, and the National Committee represented an unprecedented mobilization on behalf of any war resister in any war, with the goal of doing nothing less than putting the entire war on trial. In August 1990, I was an active duty Marine Corps corporal. My court-martial was also halted midway through the proceedings due to both the growing public awareness of my stand against the war and the legal representation of Honolulu-based attorney Eric Seitz, who was also the primary defense counsel for Lieutenant Aaron Watada up until the mistrial. Following the February mistrial, I published two articles, Lieutenant Watada Mistrial, Very Likely an Unqualified Victory, and How Lieutenant Watada and the GR Resistance Movement Beat the United States Army. But in today's climate, where torture is justified, and habeas corpus is being thrown out the window, I began to question myself as the months went on. And in those months, layer after layer after layer of military appeals court simply refused to have Lieutenant Watada's Fifth Amendment protections against double jeopardy upheld. Each military appeals court simply passed it on to the next, denying Lieutenant Watada a fair hearing. And it was outrageous that the military courts could not uphold the United States Constitution for a member that was willing to go to prison to speak out against an unjust and illegal war. Only because Lieutenant Watada was represented by civilian counsel, which people like us right here raised tens of thousands of dollars to make sure he got a fair hearing. Without that, he would have never been allowed to even appeal to a federal judge. And without the national publicity that we've generated, was a national judge was forced to actually take this case seriously and review it. While the injunction yesterday is preliminary, there is little reason to believe that Judge Settle will ever change his mind. There is little reason that the Ninth Circuit Federal Court here in San Francisco will overturn him, and there's little reason that the United States Supreme Court will want to take on a case that is so clearly within the Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Lieutenant Watada has won over 40,000 troops that have refused to fight the Iraq War. Many of those people have simply gone AWOL. And to Courage to Resist, he is one of 100 public resistors to the current Gulf War. But yesterday's news, to me, was one of the most sweetest victories that I've ever been a part of. And while preliminary, we believe it will stand, and Lieutenant Watada will either be allowed to resign very quickly from the United States military, or the military will keep him on and have to give him a promotion to captain in the next few weeks. So it's up to them.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.